Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around. Welcome back to another episode here on Hacks and Hobbies. In part one, we talked about credibility as clarity, not optics. But knowing that is one thing, and living it is a whole different game. Today we're going to turn credibility into action. And by the end of this part two, you will have a simple way to audit your credibility, tighten your message, and build trust faster without pretending, performing, or over-explaining. I've got my good friend, Mitchell, back on the show. Mitchell, welcome back to the show.
It is great to be here. It's always good to hear from you and see what's happening in your life.
Absolutely, my friend. Now, in part one, we laid the foundation. And today, I want to go practical. I want frameworks, examples, and a clear next step people can use immediately. So, Mitchell, if credibility starts with clarity, then we should be able to measure clarity, correct?
Absolutely. You know, it's something I unraveled 6 years ago. So I interviewed 500 thought leaders on credibility. And what I unraveled is we've been taught to make things really, really difficult. And when people say the word clarity, it means so many different things. So let me be very clear to anyone who's listening. Clarity is being able to articulate the playground that you play in. By the way, if work does not equal play, I think about the Hacks and Hobbies, thinks about the name of this show. If work doesn't equal play, then you're doing the wrong job. Okay. Yeah. Just try to do something better where you can both have fun and make money having fun. So clarity is being able to articulate in less than 10 words that playground you play in. And so for me, I actually call it a CPOP, your customer point of possibilities. And I've done this now over 1,400 times with companies and individuals.
Wow.
And yesterday had a phenomenal experience with somebody, and it was five words for her CPOP. And it's not something that, it's just we're not taught this level of simplicity. So sometimes just hanging out and making that happen. And it just opens up the door for everything. Because if you have that level of clarity, you now have a compass. And the interesting part about having a compass like that is not only can you read it, but other people can read it. So it's your personal North Star that you're walking around with you, that you can actually share with others, and everyone knows where your north is. It's very actionable.
You know, that makes so much sense, because over the past 4 years that I've been dialing in my messaging around, hey, what does Junaid do? Well, I'm a home studio architect. What does that mean? I helped you look fantastic on video. So that's kind of like my CPOP, but of course, I'm sure I can make it even more clear and you know, stand out from it as well.
Junaid, you opened to doing an exercise on you and coming up with your CPOP live?
Dude, why not? Let's make it happen.
All right. So here's the interesting part. There is a secret formula. And I will be honored to actually share that. Now, the interesting part, AI can probably get it better than humans. But I've shared that when I was doing the interviews of the 500, I would share the secret formula in a video with 500 thought leaders.
Yeah.
And 98% still could not articulate a crisp CPOP. And the problem is we have all this marketing cookie cutter stuff in the way. So let me share with you the secret formula. And then you and I will go through an exercise, Janine, and we'll actually come up with one for you, okay? So Perfect. The formula starts off, it's a two-part piece. One is the who. So who is it that you serve? And I'll come back to you and ask you questions on that. The second part is from their perspective, not your perspective. What is the pain point, or what is their perceived pleasure point? Hmm. And all that in less than 10 words. So let's start with the who. Who is it that you serve?
Primarily entrepreneurs and primarily podcasters who are creating content. They're guesting on shows, they're interviewing, and they're basically creating evergreen content so people can recognize them and learn from them over the years.
So given that podcasters technically are a form of entrepreneurs, we could just say podcasters.
Yeah.
See, that yeah. One of the problems that most people have is they've been taught that the wider the scope, the better. Mm. So they'll say entrepreneurs, podcasters, authors, speakers. By the time you're done with that, nobody remembers anything.
Exactly.
So yeah. I like the specificity of podcasters better than just entrepreneurs. Now, what happens is if you create a CPOP associated with podcasters and an entrepreneur hears it and goes, hey, wait a second, that could work for me. Mm-hmm. They're inviting you to be a client. They're inviting you or asking you if they could be your client. That's a great place to be.
Yeah.
So specificity. So I like podcasters. Okay. From the podcaster perspective, what we're going to ask you two questions here. What is their primary pain point?
Well, podcasters are always struggling with lighting and audio because they have to create a podcast. And if they don't have those things dialed in, they either take too long to get started or they don't start.
Huh. Interesting. So it's really, in this case, is it mostly beginners or newbie podcasters?
Yeah, it is a combination. I like to, of course, be... So it's a combination, right? So mainly because, and again, I'm diluting my messaging, right, when I say it's a combination. But what I meant to say is, yes, the message I'm trying to get in front of is beginners. And to them, I say, hey, just get started. Don't worry about all of these things. Just get started. But my primary client are higher end. They've done podcasting for a year. They see the value of it. And now they want to level up and upgrade.
Ah, okay. So it's not really the newbies because they're not paying you. Because mm-hmm. that's the next question because you have both was where is 80% of the revenue coming from? So it really exactly. is you could say the word podcasters, you could say, but leveling, what does leveling up mean?
So for example, if I didn't have the lights in front of me, camera, the higher end camera, I'm just using a webcam with the simple lighting. I need to, and that's where most people start, or maybe they're just have an audio podcast. So for example, one of my clients, he'd been podcasting for a whole year, but it was an audio only podcast, and he saw results from his podcast. He had people flying from all over the United States to come to work with him alone when they could have worked with somebody locally, only because they listened to him on the podcast. Now, when he wanted to launch his video podcast, he brought me in to create a space for him so that he can create a video podcast.
Interesting. All right. So if we were not recording, mm-hmm. What I might do is ask you a bunch of questions to sort of fine tune the wording and take a little bit longer. A lot of times people need, they need a little bit longer time to make it more valuable, right? For the perception to be more valuable.
Yeah.
What I'll do is I'll put in a chat two potential CPOPs and we'll see which one resonates with you. Mm-hmm. And the two, one is a pain CPOP and one is a pleasure CPOP. So the pain CPOP, podcasters struggling with lighting and audio,
mm-hmm.
which is true and in place. Now, the pleasure one is interesting. There are very few people who have three-word CPAP, sorry. So the pleasure one is podcasters leveling up. Do either one of those, like 80% of the time, people go with the pain solution. And so what you'll have to think about is when people come to you, what are they saying? What are they focusing on? Why do they come to you? Either one of those have a little bit more appeal for you.
Absolutely. So the first one, struggling with lighting and audio, is the 80% of people coming to me for help. But they are not the 80% paying the money, right? It's the 20% who are looking to level up that are paying the big money to then step into that stage.
Oh, got it. Love it. So here's the good news. Mm-hmm. You know your audience, right?
Yes.
And clearly, I'm going to say you're going to be one of those people who have a three-word CPAP, right? And now... Let me talk to you about how to use this.
Okay. Right?
The thing that's interesting is the number one is your, what's the best way to say it? This is now a compass for you. And what you need to do is look at your social media, look at your website, look at how you present yourself. Mm-hmm. And do you focus everything around leveling up?
Yes.
Right. So, and it becomes, which by the way, great. I'm glad you're saying that. And relook at it, you know, with a fresh set of eyes and see, right? And what happens is when people say, who are you? What do you do? We've been taught to memorize a 30-second elevator pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say to you, I want you to throw that out. If you're listening to this, and you've memorized your 30-second elevator pitch, please forget it. Absolutely forget it. You personally, the way to do it is you start off by putting in that first hook, right? And that first hook is, hey, there's an audience that really benefits from me, or there's an audience that is really attracted to what I do. Then you do a pause. And then you share your CPAP, and then you drop the mic.
Hmm.
Right? So there's an audience that really is attracted to me. Podcasters leveling up. Now, what happens when you say that in a group? Mm-hmm. So let's say you're in front of 20 people and you're introducing yourself, or you're in front of 400 people and you get the mic and you got 30 seconds and you introduce yourself. Just stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
And just, that's all you need to say. Now, if you're in a place where people could ask you questions, or if you're talking one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
what's really fascinating when you're talking one-on-one is you have three potential audience types that you're in front of.
Yeah.
You're in front of either the person who's the referral partner, who knows exactly who to recommend to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're in front of your prospect who absolutely needs you. Or you're in front of somebody who doesn't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's not that they don't care about you. Like when you talk to your family members, podcasters leveling up, they wouldn't mm-hmm. care. Anyone who doesn't have a podcast, who doesn't really pay attention to anyone in the podcasting world, they won't care. The first two, referral partner, prospect, first words out of their mouth is some form of tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Does that work for a radio program? Does that work for my LinkedIn Live?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean leveling up?
Yeah.
That's when you could do a customized, in the old days, 30-second pitch, but that's when mm-hmm. you do your customized tell me more.
Yeah.
Because now you've created clarity around who you are and how you show up. And based on that clarity, you now are going to sound and have that much more credibility.
You know, Mitchell, this is so powerful because as I mentioned, I was at PodFest just last week. And guess what type of people were asking me the same questions, the same ones who are looking to level up. This one lady was like, hey, look at this. I'm building a brand new studio. can we jump on the call? And we want to make sure that we are putting all the things in the right place. Right. There's people nice. Like that. And then there's other people that are like, you know, what are the basic things? And, you know, they're asking again those questions about they're struggling with lighting and they're struggling with audio. They're struggling with their camera setup. So I had both type of people, and the people who were really dialed in and wanted my phone number were the ones who are looking to level up.
Nice. So what you do, by the way, with that first group is you create, in my mind, you create a free course mm-hmm. or you create a 20-point checklist, you know, one yep. page checklist or whatever yep. it is. And you go, hey, listen, if you want a checklist on how best to level up, or you want a document, or you want a course mm-hmm. and you don't, this is the mistake most people make.
Yeah.
They charge the beginners, right? and now sometimes you have to charge something because, yeah. you know, the, yeah. You know, but you're not going to make your money there. Where you're mm-hmm. going to make your money are the real clients, that real bread and butter who really need you.
Yeah.
And if you could get some sort of recurring revenue system in place, that's even better. So what you want to do with the beginners who are not ready for you, but will be ready 6 months or a year from now mm-hmm. is you want to help them along.
Yeah.
That's why I actually do the referral webinar. Basically, how do you make friends and build relationships on LinkedIn? And I give away mm-hmm. everything that I focus on. Because what I want to have happen is I want that person who wants a done with you solution to actually go, hey, I need help. I want you to help me do more.
Yeah.
Great. I have a solution.
That's perfect, Michelle, because I discovered this because like the question you mentioned, right? Podcasters struggling with lighting and audio. And I would get these questions all the time. Like, hey, what camera are you using? What camera should I use? I have this budget. So I wrote a book. 7 Stages of Home Studio Evolution, so people can find themselves where they land and go from there. So I love the idea of the referral webinar because I've been wanting to do a weekly or a monthly webinar so that I can show them, hey, here's some of the things that you can do. And when you're ready, then we can move on to the next stage.
Oh, you know, what would be interesting for you once a month, and what you could say is, hey, over the last month, I've had these 3 questions, and you answer the 3 questions. You go, that's it for today, right?
That's and it, yeah,
and it shows that you're getting a continuous stream of questions. You focus. You might be doing some repeat, mm-hmm. and you could say, "Hey, listen, I answered this question a couple times. Let me give you the URL for this, the way I answered it then, yeah. and let me answer it again now."
Yeah,
it's a nice interactive way to engage your audience.
Dude, I love it. This has been really powerful. So live session over. Let's jump into some more questions on how folks can get even more on how they can apply and implement to their own journey. So for example, if somebody's listening, they want to run a credibility audit on themselves today. And you probably might have mentioned it as we're talking. What are the top 3 areas they should evaluate first?
So, the most easiest thing is for them to come up with their CPAP. You know, it's essentially the who and the what. And most people, I am also one of them, do not have a 3-word CPAP. So you having a 3-word CPAP, you're a special human, mm-hmm. just to be clear, mm-hmm. right? Podcasters leveling up is pretty cool. I've got 2. Right. So, and I'll share the 2 and then I'll move forward. So,
yeah.
So 1 is associated with my executive coaching. It's fast growing CEOs living with executive abundance. And that has to do with what I'm getting my PhD in, the mm-hmm. dissertation, the work, the book, everything. I'm focused on that area.
Yeah.
The other one is for a LinkedIn agency that I own. And it's business owners tired of slimy LinkedIn sales tactics. Both of those That one in particular gets people smiling and laughing and, oh, tell me more. And they go, hey, come to the webinar. And then once you're in the webinar, hey, join my social compliment program, mm-hmm. right? So the thing for somebody like me who has two, what I need to do is the primary way I show up asynchronously and synchronously, so on and offline, the primary way I show up really has to be the one that one audience won't be offended by another. So if I'm talking to a fast-growing CEO, they might not be super excited if they know that I also work with business owners. Not that it's because they're, oh, we're above business owners, right?
Yeah.
Whereas I'm talking to a business owner, oh, I'm also working with fast-growing CEOs, helping with executive coaching. Oh, great. Hey, I got you too. Perfect. So if you now, for those with one CPOP, podcasters leveling up, the most important step, so step one, who are you? In less than 10 words. Step two, how do I show up when I speak? What are the words that come out of my mouth? Is it clear? If I ask, one of the easiest ways to do that is call up five of your friends/clients and say, hey, in one sentence, who am I? Mm-hmm. See if you get consistency there. If you don't get consistency, that means you're not showing up consistently. The second thing is when you look at your website and you look at your social media, do you reinforce the exact same messages?
Mm-hmm.
Do you show up in such a way where those people who recognize the importance of leveling up are seeing that you're the person that could do that for them?
That's powerful.
And for you listening, it's... what I just said is super simple, and what I just said is apparently not easy because most people don't do it.
Yeah, it requires a little bit extra cognitive skill, right? That's what we're trying to do. And that's why when you mentioned earlier, AI can do this much faster because it has a lot more cognitive capacity, whereas our brains has a higher capacity than that, but we have so many other things that we're constantly focusing on and clouding our own.
I've created a chat bot that can create your CPOP, and up until the current versions of AI, that was not really possible. But it's not released yet because I'm focusing on my dissertation. I need to get my dissertation committee to approve that, and then I will publicly release the chat bot. And the chat bot has two frameworks. One is how do you actually create your CPOP? And the second is how do you work and live life credibly? So there are 10 values associated with credibility. We talked about that last time, and the chatbot will help answer questions focused on living and acting credibly.
I love it. Now we've talked about clarity, we talked about credibility. Now what would be really cool is that how do we connect credibility to relationships, because this shows how, you know, this shows about turning conversations into outcomes. So how do you build trust faster, especially in new relationships, without rushing the relationship? Did I say relationship?
Yeah, you can never.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, building relationships take time,
yes,
right? And you have to, do the right thing. Whatever that is, you got to show up consistently. You have to show up in a, I'm looking on the other, I will once again show my, the 10 values of credibility so you could see that. And how you build trust is authentically by being you, having the external integrity that people really enjoy. Being coachable, being vulnerable. Coachability is one of those things. It's the person who's always right is somebody I don't want to hang around.
Yeah.
Right. When I'm asked by a board of a company whether or not I can coach a CEO, first thing I have to do is see if they're coachable. Now, what makes people get excited about you? There are just two values associated with likability, right? One value is what you're doing right now, sharing your stage. I call it spreading cred dust. It's sharing the ideas, thoughts, and actions of others. The other thing is showing respect. You know, and the interesting part about showing respect, it's relatively easy, once again. Well, actually, let me say that again. It's relatively simple. Apparently, it's not easy. So it is coming early, coming prepared, coming with your heart. When I was interviewing 500 thought leaders on credibility, I was shocked at how many people did not come early to a podcast and to an interview focused on their credibility.
Yeah.
I was shocked at how many people were not prepared because they were so busy in their lives. They didn't need to prepare for this. It's interesting to me, showing respect and sharing your stage are so very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, in your role, having a good podcast and inviting people onto your podcast, you are sharing somebody else's cred dust. And if you do it in such a way, and this is where most people, by the way, most people, they try to do the quick in and out. Yeah. Oh, come on my podcast. We go live. Hey, you want to buy my stuff, right? No, that doesn't work. Make sure you do the pre-interview. There are some people who shouldn't have been on your podcast. So do the pre-interview ahead of time. When you can, do the post-interview. Not the post-interview, but the post-follow-up. Yeah. Hey, we talked about this. This is what makes sense, right? It's about building relationships. Yeah. And so if you can actually focus on these areas. Now, as you get to know somebody, that is when you get to see, are they servant leaders? Do they have the intent and commitment to do the right thing? Is their internal integrity in alignment with their external integrity?
Mm.
And if you show up as that person who is you, and you show up as, and that person, you are a good person, and you want to add value to others, and you do have the intent and commitment to do the right thing, and your integrity is congruous with what you say and who you are, this is the framework. And what's interesting when I think about companies who have come up with their own set of values. You know, these are really simple values. You don't need to have a separate value for a company that you want your employees to memorize. Companies should encourage their employees to act credibly. Act credibly and act on the simplicity of the CPOP that's created for the company. But that's another story, and that's what I'm doing my dissertation on.
I love it, man. I love it. This is so powerful. And let me bring this back. It's so powerful because you're absolutely right. The credibility and building relationship, all of that takes time, right? Credibility takes time. Building relationship takes time. And that's on purpose. That's by design, right? Human beings are not dumb, right? We see a salesperson a mile away, like, oh, there's that guy coming. I'm just going to check out this car. No, there's somebody's walking up to you. And then you have that preconceived notion. So I love that you shared, you know, you've got to build that credibility over time. You got to have, you're sharing the stage, you're sharing that credibility dust, like you said. I love that. Now, as we're building relationships and building credibility, where do good people lose that credibility unintentionally in partnership? Is it because they're overpromising, they're inconsistency, or misalignment? You did mention that of the 500 industry leaders that you interviewed, some people wouldn't show up on time, or they would be a little late, or they're not ready to have that conversation.
You know, it's funny. When I finished the interviews, I actually did a TEDx. And it was during COVID. And so the way I actually practiced for my first TEDx, I actually walked on stages. And I was every place I went, I let the organizer know I'm doing a TEDx. Can I practice? And boom, I got on a stage. For the one that was during COVID, I actually had 30 people do Zoom calls like this with me, and I get to practice. Mm. And my 10th reviewer was a guy by the name of Ted Lau. And Ted said something with me that obviously I still share his name and I still say what he says. Because for me, the concept of credibility is I didn't want there to be like heaven or hell, good or bad, credible or not credible. Mm-hmm. So I call the opposite of credible dubious. And what Ted said was, Mitchell, the people who are dubious today may not be dubious because they're bad people, mm-hmm. or may not be dubious because they're bad people. They may be dubious because that's how they were taught. So what happens is you ask the question, which was, how do people ruin their credibility? They do the things that they were taught, but the things that they were taught are potentially dubious or not credible.
Yeah.
In the old days, before the interviews, oh my God, before the interviews, I was one of those guys that the meeting started when I got there. Mm. And I would always get there like 2 to 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
And I just thought, hey, it's about me. Well, that's how I was taught. I was taught wrong. So now I come always a couple minutes before a meeting, and if it's a podcast, 10 mm-hmm. minutes before, right? And so the thing that's interesting is just you could always change the way you've been taught. Being prepared. This is the mistake that most professional speakers make, is when they go to a podcast, they don't pay attention to what the podcast is about, and they don't listen to an episode ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they've done it so much, they could just do it on the fly. That's not showing respect.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think, what do they do? So the question is, what do you do? It's just, you're acting like you've been taught. And the problem is, potentially there are things you've been taught, which are marketing cookie cutter approaches, which are not credible.
Amen. Hey man, you're on the money with that one, because we're all taught different. We all grew up in different environments, and we'll take on the thing because that's the only truth you know of. You haven't seen any other one. And what's the funniest question people will ask me, because I told them, hey, I grew up in Saudi Arabia. It's like, oh, how is it different from here? Like, how is it like? I was like, it was like I was living that life the first time ever. Like, I didn't have any contrasting experiences to share with, right? Because as we grew up in certain environments, you have a very locked in experience until you move out or go to a different company or go to a different country. Then you start seeing that contrast and whatnot. Now, this is going to be a really interesting. You mentioned integrity. You mentioned credibility. Now, when things get stressful, credibility is the first thing that gets tested. What are the moments that reveal who someone really is?
Mm. You know, there are, under the four values associated with being trusted,
mm-hmm.
there are two that many of us, and I'm going to speak for men, many men are taught not to focus on. We've been taught not to be vulnerable, and we've been taught not to be coachable.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. And so in times of stress, and this is really hard for all of us, men and women, to do, is to ask for help, particularly if it's your job, your responsibility. And
yeah.
So that's when it's thinking about those 10 values of credibility, in particular, being vulnerable, being coachable. You know, it's if you're stressed. Now, there are many different scenarios of stress, but probably the most important is you have a deadline in an hour and you know you're not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. You know, what do you do? I'm not going to make it. It's not working. I need help. Anything you could do, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we don't speak that way. We don't talk that way. And the thing is, the it's important for now as a good project manager, and you're the project manager of your own life. You're the CEO of your own life.
Yeah.
You should know more than an hour ahead of time. So you should know potentially if it's a big project, at least a week ahead of time. And so that's when you if you're working at a company, you go to your boss, hey, I'm not going to make it. What other resources are available? Right. Or what other monies can I add to the budget? Because I need this and that. Or I don't know how to add. Mm-hmm. Right. That's a great question. Even on a podcast, if you said a word I didn't understand, okay, what do you mean by that? Or if you asked me a question I didn't understand, can you reframe that? I think we did that the first episode. Can you reframe that question? I'm not sure I truly understood it. Now, that's not a question against you. It's it's me showing my vulnerability. You asked me a question. I'm like, I don't think I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It could have been a very obvious question. Right? And so it's just being you, which is not the super person. Being you is being a human, and being a human means showing up as you are in a way that people really, if you have the intent and commitment to do the right thing, then it really is okay to be vulnerable and to be coachable. And it's always, there's always such a great way. The best things I've learned are things where I've hit a wall, and all of a sudden I learned a lesson because I was coachable.
Mm. You know, I cannot believe that people cannot be coachable, but it kind of makes sense, right? They came up with rigid ideologies around, and not having that empathy could really impact their future. Now, is there a simple rule or filter you use to help someone choose the credible path quickly?
Yeah, I want to step back and say, as a coach, right? As a coach, I cannot change anybody.
Yeah, no.
That's not my job.
Nope.
Right? What I can do, though, is I can present a framework. And within that framework, I got to allow you to see the world in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could choose. And what happens, I've got 5 or 6 frameworks that are standard that I bring off the shelf. And when I'm talking with a client, those frameworks become shorthand. And when you start using shorthand and pulling 2 or 3 frameworks together, it's absolutely spectacular. And sometimes people need to be reminded. So remember when we talked about this framework and we talked about this subject. How does that relate to this situation?
Yeah.
Right. And so that's probably it's an interesting question. And what it comes down to is having a framework that somebody can buy into, and then they need to relook at who they are and how they show up from that framework. People could change themselves.
Yeah.
But they're not going to change because somebody said, do this or do that.
Yeah. Like relationships and credibility, it takes a longer time for people to change as well. But they have to be willing to take that first step. They have to be willing to say, hey, I want to be a marathon runner. What's the first step do I need to go? I want to be a beekeeper. Where do I need to go? Right? My last video that I watched, the guy was like, hey, if you really want to be a beekeeper, you got to go to a local beekeepers association. And that was the end of it. I stopped watching and I started doing. And that's now a history. Michelle, it's been so much fun. I want to end with something concrete people can do this week. Now, for someone listening who wants to strengthen credibility in the next 7 days, what is the first step you would want them to take?
Hey, when does this air?
This airs in a few months.
Ah, got it. So... come to one of my referral webinars. Make sure you put that in chat. And,
absolutely.
I do that once a quarter. I don't want to be a broken record that way. It's so interesting because having interviewed the 500 thought leaders, it turns out there's one fundamental truth, the clarity of who you are and how you show up in the world, right? I'm now doing the creating something called executive abundance. And executive abundance is for companies to focus on five stakeholder groups, not just one. And the engine of executive abundance starts with one fundamental truth, clarity. The concept of you thinking about who, now, if you're absolutely have no clue and you're lost, go to 5 or 10 year clients and say, who are you? And start gathering. Do a self 360 on yourself and see how people describe who you are and how you show up. But having the clarity of who you are and how you show up in the world changes everything, because it's a fundamental North Star for you.
Yeah.
And then the most important part is that's something you should be sharing. You want your network to know that, because the person who absolutely trusts, knows, and loves you, when they know who you are and who you serve, when they bump into a potential prospect for you, they're going to recommend you because you've shared it with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And yeah. So you need to gather your North Star and then share that with others.
I love it. Thank you so much, Michelle. This was a lot of fun. And I will be sure to include the link to your referral webinar that you do quarterly. So no matter what time people see this in the show notes, they can join one of your webinars.
So yeah, it was funny because I was thinking I got one this week, but I know we're recording. And I also go to my website. The primary thing, go to the website, MitchellLevy.com, MitchellLevy.com. And there you'll see the latest stuff that we have going on, including the opportunity, if this resonates with you, to book time on my calendar. Yeah. So that's MitchellLevy.com.
MitchellLevy.com. We'll be sure to put it in the show notes. Guys, if part one gave you the mindset, part two gave you the method. Here's your simple homework for the week. One, run your credibility audit. Where is it strong? Where is it leaking? Michelle has the tools on his website. Write a 1 to 2 sentence credibility statement that feels true, and ask one person you trust, when do I feel most credible to you and why? So thank you so much, Michelle. Because credibility is not a vibe, it is a practice. Do the practice and your confidence gets quieter but stronger, and people feel it. Michelle, again, thank you for coming back and going deep with us. And to everyone listening, keep showing up. Keep building and keep turning your passions into purpose. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks again, Michelle.
Thank you. My pleasure. See you guys.
Thanks again for sticking around, and we will catch you in the next episode. The links are in the show notes. We'll hope that you check it out and get the value out of this episode. Thank you for listening to Hacks and Hobbies. You can find additional information on the guest today on their website, hacksandhobbies.com. Please feel free to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on upcoming interviews with amazing guests.